GX94, joined with Jess Moskaluk, ambassador for Burgers to Beat MS Day. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, before I have you ranking burgers or finding out if you think the great root beer was scary, tell everyone a bit of your story and why you teamed up with A&W for this.
Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with my story because that's kind of my hometown region. But my family and I have been raising funds and awareness for MS Canada for truly as long as I can remember. We've been part of the MS Walk. I even years ago put together a snowboard competition at Assisippi in support of MS and worked for MS Canada throughout my university years. But we do all this because my father was one of the 90,000 Canadians that lived with multiple sclerosis. Sadly, we lost him just after my 16th birthday, so it's so important to continue the fight.
Now, over the years for A&W, with their Burgers to Beat MS, they have raised a whole pile of money for that research, over $21 million, and we want to keep that rolling coming up August 21st.
Yeah, you got it. On August 21st, it's Burgers to Beat MS Day. So at all of the A&Ws throughout the country, $2 from every teen burger sold goes to support research and programs for Canadians living with MS.
Let's say I'm a whistle dog guy, but I still want to support. Is that possible?
It sure is. I'm so glad you asked. You can purchase a little cutout at A&W restaurants. I don't know if they come in increments or if you can donate whatever you'd like, but you just write your name on this little cutout and they'll display it at the restaurant and you can still donate and enjoy your whistle dog.
Now, growing up, what did you think A&W stood for?
Hamburgers and Woot Beer.
Okay, that's universal then, yes.
I think so.
I'm still not actually sure what the real one is, but I'm still going to go with that too.
Me too. I'm very glad you asked that. No, I will be honest, not a single other interviewer today has asked that.
Now, the Life for Me tour, oh my goodness, you must be excited. Langeberg, those dates sold out lickety-split, but you got VIP as available right now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, super excited that the Langeberg dates are sold out already, although I feel kind of guilty because I know people are still asking me for tickets and there's not a lot I can do there. But yeah, the VIP packages are on sale. Langeberg specifically is doing their own VIP, so you'll have to contact the Langeberg Arts Council for that. It's different than the rest of the country's VIP. So the VIP packages for the rest of the country include a little hangout on my tour bus in the front lounge, where I will be applying a permanent bracelet. So they do not include a show ticket. Those are sold separately.
All right, well, there you go. So Langeberg Arts Council is where you go to get more details?
You got. For the Langeberg shows, it's the Langeberg Arts Council. And for everything else, just go to jessmoskaluk.com.
Now, I always find your music videos very charming, and I would like to be one of the background actors who just kind of stand there. That would be cool. But not that I need to be in the music video. But in your latest one, we have a man by the name of Trent Carlisle. He's a bad guy. He starts off as a bad guy. And Trent Carlisle, how do you come up with his name? Do you have to Google and make sure like there isn't a music critic with that name or something? Or do you just shoot a dart at the board and go, oh, that sounds like a cool name and it reminds me of Trent Crim?
That's really funny because my director, Connor Scheffler, came up with the name. I don't know how he came up with the name, but he was really proud of it. And he showed me and he's like, doesn't that just sound like the guy who wrote the real article? And I kind of laughed because I don't remember the name of the gentleman that wrote the real article.
Now, finally, can you use your A&W connections to get me some root beer suckers?
Yes, absolutely. It would be my great honor and civil duty.
Excellent. Well, as the A&W Burgers to Beat MS Day ambassador, once again, tell us everything that'll be happening August 21st.
August 21st, all you got to know is you can go to any A&W near you, purchase a teen burger, $2 from that teen burger will go to support MS research and programs. You could also purchase a cutout, and you can round up your bill as well to have a couple extra cents go to MS Canada.
There we go. Mark it on your calendars. Burgers to Beat MS Day, August 21st. Thanks so much, Jess.